Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to do with you today is go over some of the halachos of colors of dam. Next time we learn, also we will finish this topic. I'd like to do in Siman Kuf Peches, Se'ifim Aleph Beis and Gimel. On Tuesday, a week from today, Be'ezras Hashem, Rabbi Neuberger will give us a chabura, just like some practical I guess show and tell, as like we had in nursery school, in terms of some of the colors of dam. And I think then after the holiday of Thanksgiving, we will have a bechina. Hopefully that will be 2 weeks from Tuesday. That's the basic plan. So that a week from
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, right? Got it. Yeah, 2 weeks from today. Today's Tuesday, right? Okay, so that's the basic plan. Okay, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that the any color of red, kol mara edom beinu hu keha harbe or amuk, his name. Any color of red, whether it's very light red or very dark red, is tameh. V'chein kol mara shachar is also tameh. The only thing that is tahar is white and yarok. And even if it's yarok like wax color or gold color, that's also tahar. And if it's yarok like karati, that is what we would call green, oka asavim, that's also going to be tahar. And blue is tahar. By the way, word to the wise, if you see blood that is blue, go to the hospital immediately. It is, basically that means that there's like some vein that's bleeding or something. And, correct? I think blue... blood is not supposed to come out blue. If you see green, that is some sort of mucus. Yellow is some sort of mucus. All of these colors are tahar. The only thing that is tameh is red and black. That is fairly straightforward. The Mishnah Gittes tells us that really there are only five colors that are tameh. That is really dameha dameha zak the Gemara. We have two psukim. Gilsas Mekar Dameha, whatever, another pasuk of Mekar Dameha, the Tahara Mekar Dameha, and Gilsas Mekar Dameha, so that is a total of four. Dameha Dameha is four. And Shachar, Zakti Gemara, is Edom Hu Ela Shalaka. Right? Black is really red, but it changes colors when it is exposed, it gets ruined. It's really red, but it changes. And we know this. We know this if you bite your nails. Right, which is not a good idea. But if you bite your nails, so then your nails have some red color in the corners, and over time it becomes blackish. So black is Edom Hu Ela Shalaka. Now the question though, that we have to address when it comes to black is, are we talking about a din d'oraisa, or are we talking about a din d'rabbanan? No? When I say that's Edom Hu Ela Shalaka, does that mean that we're assuming it was red inside, and when it came out, it became black? Or am I assuming it was black already when it was in the side? Right, that's the second question that we could ask in terms of black. Was it black inside the body? Was it black outside the body only, and it was red when it came out? Obviously, if it was red when it came out, it became black. So then what we're assuming is that it is a din d'oraisa, it's going to be tummy. If it was black when it was inside the body, so then what? Is this a din d'oraisa? If it's a din d'oraisa, so then what's the pshat? The pshat is that's still called dam, because it was red inside the body, it was chemically red inside the body, and therefore when it comes out, even though it looks different, still a maisa going to be tam. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Tshuva has the question, let's say you could take a certain... could I solve all Nida issues in the world by taking some sort of injection or some sort of medicine that will change my blood to a different color? Could this... Like when we go camping during the summer, so there's like these things that you could throw in the fire and it makes the fire different colors. They're like really cool. Right? Could we solve all Nida issues like this? Now, Lamaisa, if you assume the pshat in Shachar is that it was Edom inside the body, and it changed to Shachar inside the body, and that's why it's a problem, because we know it's really Dam, and it just changed, so then this would not solve my problem. However, if the pshat in Edom Hu Ela Shalaka is that it was red when it came out, and then it became black after. So if I would know that it was green, purple, whatever, not purple, but green or orange inside the body, so then presumably that would be okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman is inclined that's going to be okay. If I change the color of the dam when it's inside the body, Zakhtar Shlomo Zalman, he thinks that that would solve the problem. And Shachar Edom Hu Ala Shalaka might mean, or it does, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that used to be red and became black after it left the body. That's his assumption. And this Lamaisa might solve all needs or issues were a person to be able to take this type of medicine. Now, the big issues that come up with colors is, let's say, the color of brown is a big issue. No? It says in Shulchan Aruch, the only thing that's a problem is if it is kol mare edoim, and presumably kol mare shachar also is a problem. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, any red. This issue is because in the Gemara, right, they speak about a whole bunch of Amoraim who no longer had great expertise, and they were metame every color. So we follow along. The Gemara Daf Chaf has it elsewhere. So therefore, any color we assume is going to be tame. Now, if I talk about any color red that is tame, presumably that would mean red, darker red, which we would call purple, lighter red, which we would call pink. And they're all going to be tame, correct? That l'cha'ura is a simple understanding. Purple, I think everyone holds his tummy. Pink, there is some discussion. Rabbi Ayer quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein was make on pinks. We should ask Rabbi Neuberger when he comes, but if I remember correctly, Rabbi Neuberger once said that very often pink is a maka. It's not damnida. And if you see pink on a bedika cloth, maybe it's kedai to send the woman to be checked out. We spoke about the bodekat we have in town already. Let the bodeka check her out that maybe there's a maka, because pink is often dam maka. But lamaisa, right, even though Rav Moshe was makel on certain shades of pink, most morei hora'a don't have such expertise, and most morei hora'a are machmir on all pinks. I think that is that's reasonable, but if it is going to be if it's going to be a pink that doesn't really look like red, so then it's probably kedai to check it out, and maybe there is a maka in that situation. Light black. Is light black going to be tummy? Simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is any color red, dark or light, any color black, dark or light, is going to be tummy, correct? That's the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch. That would mean that gray, I think my hat is gray, I can't take off my hat because I'm not wearing a yarmulke, but gray is going to be light black, no? Is that true? The gray is a light black? Probably. I think there are different shades of gray. Like charcoal gray is certainly closer to black than a lighter gray. I think my suit is technically a gray, no? My hat is a lighter shade of gray than my suit. Is that correct? Everyone mask him? So, what's the story with gray? Now, there are the Shach and Sifkatim Beis seems to be makel on gray. The Shach speaks about if you have lavon shenufal olav avak, shehucha lavnu nisol, if you have something white that became all dusty, so it's not as white anymore, that probably is a type of gray, like dusty white. The Shach is Megal. He says that the Chumas Hadeshin is Machmir, but Lamaisa, we are Megal, he quotes on the Beis Yosef, without any Gimgum at all. So gray, we are Megal on. Aye, why am I Megal? Isn't gray light black? And doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be machmir on black, dark black, light black? So there are two ways out of this. One way out of this is that maybe I'm only machmir on light black if it really looks blackish, right? Which might mean like a charcoal gray, But a gray that's lighter than that, maybe it could be Mekalon. And when the Shach talks about his Lavan Shechucha Lavnu Niso, the dirty Beged, maybe he's talking about a lighter gray. But darker grays would Enoch Nami be a problem. Most Achrayim though assume that any color, by the way, you're not going to get Shilohs of gray, no? I don't think you'll get a Shiloh. It's rare. Very rare. But many Achrayim assume that we're Mekal on all grays. And they say a Svara to the effect of Lamaisa. Lamaisa, maybe the pshat is like this. We're Machmir on light reds. Or any red. Because Me'ikar had in there are four shades of red that are Tamei. We're not sure which one this is. So we're Machmir. We lost our Arbikiyas. By black, we know that what black is. Black is, the Gemara says, like Diyoy, no? That's the color of black. We know what Diyoy is. We still have Sifrei Torah. So therefore... Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Diyoy in the times of the Gemara was taka lighter black than it was nowadays.
Okay. Yeah. But we have a pretty decent sense of how dark it has to be. Now, if that's the case, if we have a decent sense of how dark the Diyo is, and the black is like Diyo, so many of our colors are for sure not like Diyo. Our grays are for sure not like Diyo, so that's why we're going to be Mekal on all grays. Now, this, we have a sofer in the room, so I have to be careful. There's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchos, in Siman Lamed Beis, who says that navy blue is dino kablack. Correct? Okay, now, what does that mean? Is that true? La halacha? Remember, as a bar mitzvah kid, I didn't want to have a black hat. So I told my father, I want like a navy blue hat. So I was tining that navy blue is not dino kablack, at least in my youth. But gray for sure is not dino kablack, right? That's why I wear a gray hat. Dr. Lamb told me, that I've worn many, many hats, like 70 years or whatever his nusach was. I've yet to have a black one. That was like his line. But you guys don't know Dr. Lamb's voice, so the fact that my imitation doesn't sound anything like him, like, it's fine. But if navy blue is dino kablack, so then wouldn't that mean that what? That any dark...
Navy,
what?
He suggests.
There are two different Mishnah Brurahs. There's one in Siman Lamed Beis, I think, where he talks about writing about Shachris Haritzuis. Mm-hmm. And then in Siman Lamed Gimel,
that's for sure only Mitzvah Minimum of Kirk, that is to be Mamish Shachar Garuv.
So I think by Shachris Haritzuis, the Mishnah Brurah assumes that Kachol is considered Shachar.
Yeah, there's a Mitzvah
Milchor,
right, but for the
Dio
itself, so he's not...
The Dio himself, he's less certain.
Yeah.
But the fact is, we could question what it says in Shulchan Aruch, though, about blue, based on this whole cheshbon, no? I'm raising a problem over here in Shulchan Aruch. It says beferish that blue is okay, correct? In Tim Tzolemer, the Mishnah Berurah is right in terms of the tefillin, that blue is dino to black, so then shouldn't we have to be machmir on blues? Unless you're going to say, like what we're trying to argue, that only real black is black, unlike red, where anything that looks like red, where anything that might be red is red. By black, other shades are not a problem. The Lashon Shulchan is that Kol Mara Shachar is a problem. You have to say that Kol Mara Shachar doesn't mean the same thing as Kol Mara Edom means. Kol Mara Edom means anything on the red scale, even pinkish, presumably. But Kol Mara Shachar doesn't mean that. It can't mean that, because if it would mean that, then we couldn't be Mekal on blue. Or you could say that when the Ramah says that we're Mekal on blue, the Ramah's Taka arguing on that line of Komar Shachar in the Mechaber. If you look in the Megillah Sefer, he raises these problems in terms of the color blue. Halacha Lamais, again, you're not going to see blue. You're not going to see gray. So this is all theoretical, but I think it's worth discussing.
Are you talking about the same blues?
No idea. I have no idea. Yeah, Avery?
Here's an idea that I'm not sure if it's true, but something that's so black it almost looks a little blue, like a very jet black kind of shade.
Not only jet black is going to be a problem.
So there are certain kinds of blacks that almost appear like blue, but I'm not sure if that applies to the main theme. In other words, yeah, the comic he was saying, different kinds of, some different shades of blue.
I mean, again, if you, I would want to say something like that, that the only type of black that's really a problem. Now, this Lamisa is the big hula. You see, sometimes you get a Badika cloth, and there's some black on it. No? Now, what's the story with that black? Do I have to be machmir on the black? Technically, it says in Shulchan Aruch, black is a problem. It's very rare Lamisa, black is a problem. Many Morei Hora'ah, in the Sefer Pisrei Tshuvos, he quotes many Morei Hora'ah, and we'll have to ask Rabbi Neuberger, I'm fairly certain Rabbi Neuberger also does this. If you get black, what you do is you kind of break it down. You can take a scalpel and cut off little bits. Mashal Mahadavar Domeh, Coca-Cola. When it's in the bottle, it looks like it is black. A drop of Coke looks brown, correct? But many layers of the brown together becomes black looking. One could argue that if you get the type of mare that has black on it, that what you should do is find out, is it a pure black or is it just many different layers? If it's just many different layers, so then that could be brown. And we saw the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Sidrei Tahara, right, in the name of the Matzasi Kassel, that brown is okay, and these blacks might be Dino Kibrown also. But I could only say that, I think, if I am assuming that it's not Kol Mare Shachar, literally. If I take the Mechaber literally of Kol Mare Shachar, so I can't possibly be Mekel with my scalpel Svara. So far so good? Yeah, Barry?
Why do you, why for example, are you taking
literally care of it? Because I look at Coca-Cola. You're not going to tell me it's Kol Mare Shachar. It mamish looks black to me. What's my Svara to be Mekel? Oh, it's not really a black. It's a brown. But come on, it's the type of brown that has so many layers that it builds up and looks black. That for sure, it's called, like, in the Edom world, would I be Mekel on that? Never in a million years. Right? That would be Bechlal Kol Mare Edom. So here also, it should be Bechlal Kol Mare Shachar. The only way I could be Mekel, I think, is if I assume that Kol Mare Shachar is Lav Dafka. Now, why would it be Lav Dafka? If we assume that Shachar, look in the Darkei Tshuva, Sivkat and Zayin, he says, and he entertains it very seriously, that Shachar maybe is only Dirabonon. I have no idea what this color is. The Gemara says, it's Edaim Hu Elo Shalaka. Does that mean for sure? Or does it mean possibly? Who knows? Maybe you have, I don't know, maybe the Shachar is from something else. Maybe it's not really Dam. Right? A suffix, for sure it is. Maybe Edom Hu Elo Shalaka is a Din Dirabonon. Right? Maybe if it comes out black, if Min HaTorah, it's not red. And Min HaTorah, it's okay. How come we're Metame? Because people think that black used to be red. But if it's type of black that people won't think used to be red, maybe then I could be Metaher. What we're trying to basically do is say Svar is to move away from the Kol Mar'eh Shachar, which is the Pashtus in the Mechaber. One Svara is the Ramah about blue, take it or leave it based on that funny Mishnah Brura. Right? The other Svara is that since the Poskim are Mekel to chop away, so we see obviously that we're not really saying Kol Mar'eh Shachar because it doesn't look like Dio. Let's go on. Browns. Yeah, oh. Mr. Bloom, Shlita.
I don't really understand the scalpel thing. Isn't color, I mean, I don't know, but isn't color, like by definition, a lot of like pigments together, and then when you break it up.
Okay. So you're asking the Shiloh that we call the nursery Shiloh. When I was in nursery school, so the way we used to make colors is we would take other colors and mix them together, and that's how you make colors, no? Okay, so Freck the Simla, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he asks Akasha, he says, how can the Sidrei Tara, quote from Motsasi Kosov, which we know is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Chachmas Betzalel says they don't want to call him by name because he had a malikus with the God of Hadar, so they don't want to give him his name. So they just call him Motsasi Kosov. But how could they be makel on brown? Isn't brown a mixture of black and red? Is that how you make brown, by the way? Or green and red? Green and red, or... What? In nursery, you made it with green and red? Green and red, okay. So, there's some red in there. For some reason, if you look in the symbol, he says that black, that brown is black and red mixed together. That's what he says. It's similar, Sifkat and Gimel, I think. Or Bayes, I don't remember which one. But shouldn't it be a problem because there's like a mixture of colors and some of those colors are tummy? No safalkach, gray. How can we say that gray is tahar? Right? Frek the darkei chuvas of katan vav. Isn't gray a mixture of black and white? No? And since there's some black in it, it's going to be tahar. Now, I could argue that the gray is okay because if the black itself is derabbanan, so maybe there's more grounds lahakel. But what about the brown? How can you possibly be mekel on brown? So Rabbi Forrest, in his Sefer, Rabbi Forrest says, I think it's note 54 or 47, page 157 in Rabbi Forrest's book. Rabbi Forrest Tainas, that obviously we don't say the Svar of mixed colors. We don't say the Svar of mixed colors because what? Because were we to say that Svar yellows would be a problem also. How do you get dark yellow? So dark yellow is... I failed nursery, by the way. I totally... can anyone help me? How do you make yellow? I think you mix red with something. What? It's a primary color. Dark yellow. How do you make dark yellow? What? Add some red into the yellow. We're making on darkish yellow, no? It says in Shulchan Aruch that the color of zahav, of gold, we're makel on, no? Isn't zahav like the type of color that would be yellow mixed with a little bit of red?
It's like orangey.
What?
It's an orangey color.
Okay. So how come we're make on Mara HaZahav? It's befeirish in Shulchan Aruch. So I think the idea is that we judge colors based on what they are when they leave the body. Meaning to say, like Reb Shlomo Zalman argued, if I would know something is chemically done, but I change it when it's inside the body, that means lemaisa, it's no longer dam anymore. So if I have mucus that mixes with dam, and now it comes out and it doesn't look red, you know what the halacha is? It's not tummy. Because it's not red anymore. Once I have that svara, so I'm saying I don't care that there are some red components in it. The halacha judges based on the zman that it left the body. At the zman that it left the body, what color was it? Right? It's not red anymore, therefore it's going to be okay.
So then why does the scalpel work?
So then a scalpel, I think, works because we're assuming that since there's so many layers, it leaves tipa.
And it really left brown.
It just it built up and became black. So that's what's going to be okay. But something that left black is going to be a problem. I should review this?
No, I was going to ask a question about that.
Okay. So this, I think, is some of the svaras that we want to discuss in terms of possibly mixing colors. Well, mice, I think it's clear that we're not saying the kindergarten svara. The shaila is, why not? Right? Reb Shlomo Zalman is probably the best mahalach. Now, yellow. What? Reb Shlomo Zalman is in Chelik Basim in Ayin Gimel. He says that if I would change the blood color in my body, if I take some medicine and change it to become a different color, it's not tame. And apparently this is possible. If anyone here is like related to any doctors, if you could ask them, I think it is possible to take some sort of medicines and change the colors. Yellows. What's the din of yellows? The yellows tahar, no? Beferish. Yellows tahar. There is a chumr the Chachmas Adam. Before you get to the Chachmas Adam, there are Rishonim who assume that yellow might be a problem. And this comes up two different ways. You see, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, we have Akavya ben Mahalalel is Metame Dam HaYorok. Zok Toisvis, Yorok, the Akavya's Metame is Ke'esrog. That means yellow. And that means that when the Chachomim argue on Akavya, they're saying that Yorok is Tahar. Zok the Me'iri. One Me'iri always quotes lots of different days. Me'iri quotes an opinion that Yarok means green. Akavya is metame green. The Chachamim metaher green. What about yellow? Kenzain, everybody is metame yellow. There is a day in Rishonim, beferish like this. Tell me the Rabbeinu Yonah brachos. Afilo rosa tipas dam kecharadol. What does tipas dam kecharadol mean? We assume it means a size, no? It's quoted in the Divrei Chamudos here on the Rosh Hashanah Medalad. We assume tipas dam kecharadol means a size. But, Zaktami di Rabbeinu Yonah, tipas dam kecharadol might mean the color. Chumre di Reb Zeira, benos Yisrael hachmir al atzmon. That what? That yellow is a problem. So within Rishonim, it exists the possibility that yellow is a problem. This daya might not be utterly rejected. The Chachmas Adam tainas that you should be machmir on yellows on hefsek tahara. The standard understanding of the Chachmas Adam is that he's machmir on yellows on hefsek tahara because since it bribes a machlokes, so hefsek tahara, where the goal is to change the woman's chazaka, to, that she goes from a cheskas roa to cheskas eino roa, like Tosfos writes on Daf Beis of Gittin. So if that's the case by Hefsek Tahara, since I'm trying to change the chazaka, I have to deal, I contend with those other Rishonim who are machmir on yellow. That's the standard explanation of the Chachmas Adam. Now, this, however, is somewhat questionable. You know, chazaka can impact on many different things. Chazaka impacts on a suffix in mitzias generally. If I have a status quo, a chazaka, and then I have a suffix in mitzias, so I assume, oh, the status quo probably continues. I don't know if it changed. But ba'avur ha-chazaka is lo yishtane hadin, is famous from the Shach and the Sefer Tukfo Kohen. Brings back bad memories from the beginning of Bava Metzia, no? Or great memories. But Daf Beis in Bava Metzia, right? So it's like the Shachar Sefer Tukfo Kohen. They say he wrote it like in less than a week. Okay, fine. So the Shach in Tukfo Kohen quotes, the Rashbam has this in Bava Basra, no? The Rashbam says that we do not, if it's a Sveika Dedina, so Chazaka doesn't play a role. We have to be machriya sveka dedinas, so I'm always machriya sveka dedinas. So if I have a machlokas harishonim, right, let's say the Me'iri versus the Tosfos, about how I translate the word yarok, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah versus the other rishonim about tipas dam kecharadol. So I have that passing machlokas harishonim. I follow Rov. Rov harishonim do not agree with the Me'iri. Rov harishonim do not agree with the Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? So the fact that there's a cheskas tuma or a cheskas roa before the Hefsek Tahara, that won't impact on how I paskin the Shaila regarding yellow, no? So what's the Pshan the Chochmas Adam? How come the Chochmas Adam is machmir on yellow on Hefsek Tahara? Comes on Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that same tshuva, Simen Ayin Gimel, and he has the following idea. He says that the idea of Hefsek Tahara is to prove that this woman is Ma'ayona Sosom. We know she was bleeding. Now we want to ascertain that her Mayon is closed. Ma'ayona Sosom. If the pshat is that some dam is still coming out, although the dam is coming out mixed with other colors, and those other colors would what? Would be un- right, would make the dam now tahar dam. Because, like Rav Shlomo Zalman himself said, if I change the color of blood when it's in the body, right, it's now tahar dam. But l'maisa, can it be my yana sasam? I don't know, it's my yana sasam. Dam is still coming out. Hefzik tara has to be that I ascertain for sure that dam is no longer coming out. If that's the case, so I could be machmir and yellow and hefzik tahara because mehechatesa is my yana sasam. Similarly, I should be machmir on browns on hefzik tahara for the same cheshbin, no? And any color that is a mixed color, potentially, again, back to nursery school, makes us all dizzy. I, by the way, failed nursery twice. Just FYI, I was in Hebrew Youth Academy, which is now called Kushner's. You can probably look up my record somewhere. I failed twice. One time because I couldn't cut. One time, I don't know, I didn't like get along with other kids or something. Whatever. But the fact is, this goes back a long time. The fact is that if there's any dam that's still coming out, l'maisa, I don't know it's my yana sasam. If I don't know it's my yana sasam, so then she should so the kink count as a hefsek tahara. So that's the pshan l'chachmas adam. According to chachmas adam, you should be machmer not only on yellow but on brown as well. Most achrayim, however, assume against the chachmas adam. Most achrayim assume, and in our yeshiva, I think we pass in straight up that yellow on hefsek tahara, brown on hefsek tahara. Rabbi Blau, if I'm not mistaken, is machmer on browns for hefsek tahara, but you can find out. But I think everyone else is makel on brown by hefsek tahara. The cheshbon to be makel on brown is that we're not going to say a whole fancy lumdus. Maybe it's still mayana pasuach because something that is red is still coming out. We say no. The idea of hefsek tahara is that there's nothing tame coming out. Once I have been mevara that nothing tame is coming out, that counts as hefsek tahara. Right, even though theoretically I might know that there is red mixed with other stuff, that doesn't impact, that doesn't change it. L'maisa, right, it's going to be, l'maisa, it's going to be a valid hefsek tahara. Yeah?
There's
any two different svaras
for why to be machmir on brown? One
svar is... So one svar to be machmir on brown is that it's red mixed with other stuff. Yellow and brown. Yellow is a different color. But some of the darker yellows is also mixed. The other svara to be machmer is that might be notela admumis. If Shulchan Aruch says we have to be machmer in anything that is within the red range, so brown might be within the red range. Haraya, the most difficult question. Look at this siddur. Okay, what color is this?
Maroon.
It's maroon. If I look at it very closely, I say this area certainly is brown. What?
But we're in the Tabea siddur.
We would probably be metame this. I don't know if I'd be metame this area in the middle. Alright? Turn it over. What about this color? This orange? This orange is closer to a reddish orange than to anything else. Right? These colors, the difference between browns and reds and oranges, so we're make on marenga, no? An orange. I think this is your tarikos. We make on orange. Or we make on brown. L'maisa. But sometimes it's very difficult, and that's where the notela admumis comes in. Yeah?
Isn't the whole hefter for brown a little sure?
Yes.
Because it's such a common shaila, you think that it would be included in something that Shulchan Aruch says.
Well, Shulchan...
It's included in Yarok, or it's included in Adam, so which one is it more likely to be included in?
Yes. I mean, I think it's difficult. However, you know, once Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying, and pretty much quote him, right? He's saying that no, brown is a different color, so it's not Edom, it's not Shachar.
Think
right?
Rabbi Kar brings a Rashi somewhere where he says Stam Susim Adumim him, so it sounds like brown is called red in Kazan.
That's interesting. I mean, what type of horses did they have in Eretz?
The horse is bright red. They're all brown, no?
There are horses that are black, there are horses that are yellowish, there are horses that are more grayish. I mean, horses, you know, there are lots of different colors for the ferret. I'm not sure.
So it's my Shvet or Makabala, even though it's her.
I think so. I mean, it's also more Shvet because we know many women as their period begins to trickle down, their flow goes from red to brownish. No? At the very end, it's like a brown color. But it's still their period. Now, once I have Reb Shlomo Zalman, I could say, big whoop! Right? Well, I don't care what it is. It's menstrual non-needle blood. Beautiful. No? That's what brown is. This is a tough sell for women. Like, women will say, what do you mean? I have a woman in my community whose flow is around 7 days, and this created issues for her ovulation. So I told her, do your Hefsek Tahara.
But why? But that should be later.
Huh? No, because her entire cycle is like 29 days, and her flow is 7, and it was creating some issues. So I told her, why don't you do your Hefsek Tahara like on day 5, when most people are doing it day 6, when most people are doing Hefsek Tahara, and then we'll be okay. So she says, but I'm still bleeding. I said, well, is it red? So you had like such a hard time saying, like believing, oh my gosh, like I can do a Hefsek Tahara when there's still stuff coming out. I think many Moreho Ra'ah, I'd sooner be Mekal on this than to be Mekal on our Galya Masechta that we spoke about way back when, which like no one holds of. I think it's much more reasonable that when the dam begins to change colors, it's no longer, right? Now again, you have to be careful, you have to look at it like with a lot of care. We're dealing with serious Shaila, Shalos and Doraisa, but still.
Why is Shalos and Doraisa? She goes to the mikvah after.
Well, no, whether the Hefsek Tahara is a good Shaila is for sure is a Shalos and Doraisa.
No, but Shemaisa is going to the mikvah after 7 days after the beginning of her period.
Okay, so then we get to our question about whether we're choshish for the Rambam in 7:11. Okay, fine. It might. Achrei kechol sakol, you're arguing it's not, it's for sure not Doraisa, because assume that she's not a Zava. Maybe, unless you don't like the Rambam, in which case. Let's talk for a few more minutes. Do you need a Mesira to paskin colors? Can I just say, okay, I'll take out a book, right? This is red, green, red, yellow, green. There's like some Uncle Mike song about it. And learn colors. And like, what's the big deal? I need like some tradition on it. So in that book, Pre-Tahara, which they give the Chassanim in Lakewood, he quotes in the Ben Ishchai that, of course, you need a Mesura. No one could paskin on their own. And there's a Tshuva that sits Eliezer in Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Pei Aleph. Someone wanted to put together a book of slides and a book of different colors to teach the Maris, and the Tzitz Eliezer gets so obsessed. There's no absolute, you need a Mesura, and there's nothing to talk about. Of course, you need a Mesura, and you can't learn this stuff from books. You need it from a Rebbe, Ishmi Piyish, on Moshe Rabbeinu, something like that. Rev Schechter has said many times that you don't really need a Mesura. What you need is Yerush Shamayim, and you need to not be colorblind. By the way, colorblind is much more of an issue for men than for women. That's just not here nor there. So the fact is, I think we are assuming that you don't technically need a Mesura, but you do need Yirat Shamayim. There's a few other issues to discuss. One is the question about looking at colors at night. So the Torah's Hashlomim here in Sifkat and Aleph quote that even though Bizman HaGemara, they would look at, he says something to this effect, that Bizmanenu, since we're Mitame or red, so you're allowed to look at colors even at night. No? That's what the Torah Sashlam argues. Sidra Tara is the same thing. Since the only reason why you'd have to look at it during the day is if we're distinguishing between the different colors, the different shades of red. Okay. It's reasonable. The problem is, it's a Gemara, Daf Chaf on the Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Ro Adam Balayla, no? There. So, how do we say this Taras Hashlam's Cheshbin? According to him, all the rules of looking at Dam, Ben Chama Latzel, etc., apply when they're distinguishing between shades, and they don't apply anymore. That means that Bizman HaGemara, you had to look at it during the day. So the two answers I give in the post, and one answer is that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi looked at the dam at night, but he had an avuka kenegdai. He had some nair or something, so he was able to see the colors. And the only reason I can't look at that one is just a practical issue. Alternatively, you could say there's a difference between ksamim and bedikos. A ksamim you can look at night, bedikos you should not. The Ramon Simon Kuf Tzadiv of Sif Dalet writes that habedika tia la'or hayayim v'lo la'or haner. Is the Ramo talking about the bedika in terms of her doing the bedika, inserting the cloth in her body? Or is the Ramo talking about the bedika in terms of looking at the cloth? And is the Ramo speaking for the Isha herself? And we say that there's a difference between the Isha and the Chacham? Or is the Ramo speaking even for the Chacham? The Acharonim discuss all these possibilities. L'maisan our yeshiva, my understanding is that we try not to look at night. If it's necessary, if it's a shaila, the woman's about to go to the mikveh, then we'll look at them at night. And today they have all these lights that approximate sunlight. I have one in my office. So it's really not such a big deal. Ksamim, for sure you can look up at night. Most achronim assume anything that's a clear brown or a clear, not problematic color, you could look at night. The times that you wait for the day is when it is less clear, and then you need just a better look. Rav Shechter told me on a few occasions that when they have a shaila, a question that I'm not sure of, so what I should do is I should bring it to all the rebbeim and yeshiva and let everybody vote, which actually is a very nice thing. First of all, it takes like the pressure off you, and you show it around to different people. You also get a sense that way of how different rebbeim would paskin. Just one or two issues that I forgot to mention, just in terms of Mara Makomos, in terms of the question of black, look in the last Sidrei Taha, the last paragraph of the Sidrei Taha in Sifkat and Ches, the question about light black. The Sidrei Tahara wants to distinguish between Maros in terms of Trefis and Maros in terms of Nida. There are some who want it to be machmir on Nida since it's Mesura l'Noshem as opposed to Mesura l'Chachamim. And the Sidrei Taha gets all upset. He says, no, Nida is also not Mesura l'Noshem. The Psak is only given over to the Chachamim. That's why he says it. I once had a conversation with Rabbi Willig about whether this has any bearing on the question of Yoetzel Talacha. Probably it doesn't. But it's an interesting formulation that the Sidrei Tahara has in terms of that Hilchos Nida is not Mesura L'Noshem. Like, it's counterintuitive, huh? What? No, 100%, but not Mesura L'Noshem in terms of who's going to paskin the questions. If there's any question, you show it to a Chacham. Right? If it's perfectly clean, so then it's perfectly clean. The other Mari Mokum to think about in terms of light black is in the Sefer Pri Deya. He has like a Hakdama to Hilchos Nida. So in part Beis of the Psicha of the Pri Deya, he quotes from some Shainim, like we have the question in Nega'im, Umar Eha Inena Amok Min Ha'or. No? So Rashi writes, I don't know what this Pasuk teaches me, because how could it not be Amok, right? Isn't there such a Rashi at the beginning of Tashas Tezri or something?
Rashi assumes that any time you have Cham and Sail, the Cham is going to look deeper
than the Sail, right?
Right.
It's always deeper. That's Rashi's taina. So there are some who assume that the word amok means the opposite of what we think it means. The word amok doesn't mean darker, it means lighter. And what? How it helps over there? I don't know. Yeah. What? Yeah.
I don't know
what the Ramban says, so the Pri Deya in Shar Beis quotes the Ramban who argues on Rashi, and he says based on that Ramban he thinks that black, that when we speak about black that's amok and black that's diha, it amok doesn't mean a darker black, amok means a lighter black and diha means a darker black. He says that's what emerges based on that Ramban. I have to admit I read this very quickly and I wasn't so into it as I was reading it, But if you'll take a look in this Pridayashar Beis of his Psicha, he argues based on that dark black is more likely to be Tahar and light black is more likely to be Tameh. It ends up being fakert of everything we were saying until now. Which, okay. There's always going to be some sort of machlaikis. So again, what we'll talk about so next time in Mitzvah Shem, I want to go through Se'if Beis, where the Chacham could see the shilas of his own life. We'll talk about that next time. As well as we didn't really talk about these issues in the Bach and the Chavastas and the Chacham Tzvi about when it changes colors afterwards. That we'll have to address briefly. And Rabbi Neuberger, Mietz Hashem, will come a week from today. And thank you for listening.